A well-known Orillia veteran has passed away. Len Thorne, who served in the Royal Canadian Navy for 13 years and spent decades supporting the community and his fellow veterans, died on November 14. He was 83. Just 3 days before he passed, Thorne made it out to the Remembrance Day ceremony at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital to play his part in remembering the thousands of Canadians who served their country, an act he committed much of his life to doing. It's easy to forget, and Remembrance Day is there so that we don't forget. He was a very proud veteran and he was down here all the time, said Legion President, Rick Purcell. We've got a lot of veterans and there's not too many people like Len. A longtime member of the Orillia Legion and the Army Navy and Air Force Club, Thorne spent years visiting with veterans and advocating on their behalf. A memorial for local veteran Len Thorne has been set up at the Legion, displaying some of the ships Thorne sailed on during his service. Pictured are Ray McCullough, who served with Thorne, and Rob McCron, the Legion's public relations officer. Greg McGrath Gowdy, Orillia Matters, he was really dedicated to visiting, with, veterans. He'd go to the hospital a couple of times a week, he'd go to homes, and it was a big thing, said Ray McCullough, who served with Thorne in the Navy. Rob McCron, the Legion's public relations officer, said Thorne was a rare breed. Len was so well known at the Legion and Army Navy, and he's done a lot for both places, he said. As an example, earlier this year, City Council agreed to rename the Esplanade behind the Legion Veterans Way, after years of lobbying on Thorne's part. The number of people, who, have made the ultimate sacrifice in World War I and World War II, I think it's only right, Thorne told Orillia Matters at the time. Every other hamlet and town and city across this country, shore to shore to shore, have got a veterans drive, veterans way, or something. Thorne, who worked in the trades for much of his life, also helped out around the Legion with maintaining patio stones displaying veterans' names at the local Legion, and he did a lot of work with the Navy League, working with young cadets, among many other commitments. Over the years, Purcell said Thorne made a point of being at Legion events, and attending celebrations of life for his fellow veterans. He was always there, Purcell said. After getting to know him through their time serving, McCullough said he also learned that Thorne was a great neighbor and friend. When he bought a house a few doors down, McCullough said Thorne told him he needed a new chimney, and he came home one day to find Thorne on his roof building him a new one. He put a brand new chimney up for me, for nothing, he said. He's a good neighbor. Thorne's work over the years did not go without recognition. To name a few, Thorne received a Sovereign's Medal for volunteers from the Governor General of Canada, a quilt of valor, decorations for service, and more. In his memory, McCron set up a tribute to Thorne in the entryway to the Legion, displaying model ships that Thorne had sailed on during his service. A military farewell and celebration of Len's life will be held at the Army Navy and Air Force Club at 74 Victoria Street. Orillia on Saturday, December 9, at noon.